Comedian Angela Johnson has garnered millions of views on YouTube with her nail salon sketch. She's had an amazing career in stand-up and on TV. And now she's written a book called Who Do I Think I Am? Where she shares her journey in comedy and in her faith. Angela Johnson, good morning.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Good morning. That's how I like to start my day.
Really? Oh. Well, as a comedian, being on stage, your life is all about sharing your life, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I share my life with people for a living, and I share stories of my family, my marriage, my career, all the things. And it's my favorite thing to do is connect with people like that.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you haven't shared everything about your life. I'm sure there's a lot more that you share in your new book.
Oh, it's a lot. I definitely get a little deeper or a lot deeper in my book than I do on stage. Because, you know, in stand-up comedy on stage, we're supposed to make people laugh. And when you make people laugh in comedy, we're taught to cut the fat, which means take the details out. You want to get to your punchline as quick as possible. You want it to be set up punchline. So because of that, we have to take out a lot of details. But I have so many stories in my life that every detail is so rich and so important to the story, so important to helping you visualize where I was at in my life at the time. And a lot of these times, the stories aren't funny. They're detailed, and they really paint the picture of how I got to where I am today. So there are certain stories that don't work for a stand-up stage, but are just amazing fodder for a book that I'm so happy that people are loving and feeling inspired by and encouraged by my story.
Yeah. Well, you're married to Manuel Reyes, who we know very well. He's a member of Group One Crew. And as a singer, you know when a singer-songwriter is working. How does Manuel know that Angela, his wife, is working? Does he leave you alone and let you write jokes?
He doesn't leave me alone. That's a beautiful thing about marriage. sometimes he'll come with me on the road. There's been times where I'll run a joke by him and sometimes he doesn't like it. And I'm like, well, I'm going to do it anyway. Like, even though you didn't laugh, I think it's funny and I'll do it on stage and it's funny. So we have sometimes a disagreement on what I say is funny or not. But there was one time I showed him this joke and I was like, what do you think about this joke? He's like, I don't know. It's all right. It's kind of funny. And then I was like, no, it's going to be good. And it ended up being my closer of my fourth one-hour special. And now, if you don't know, closers mean that's your biggest joke.
Right.
And so I always bring that up to him anytime he goes, I don't think that's funny. And I'll be like, oh, well, you also thought my closer wasn't funny. And look at it now.
You talk about unexpectedly embracing faith. What does that mean?
I mean, I didn't grow up in church. We did Catholic church a little bit before my parents got divorced. And then once they got divorced, we had to leave the Catholic church. And my parents separately started going to Christian and introducing Jesus to us in that way. Uh-huh. And I started going to youth group. And I feel like youth group is really where I really embrace Jesus, just having a relationship and living my life that way.
Okay. Well, when you're writing stand-up, you know, and doing comedy like that, how does your faith sort of work into that? Is there sort of a filter there?
You know, I feel like who I am on stage is who I am in real life. So there's not much filter needed for me. You know what I mean? Like, I just kind of am genuinely who I am. And on stage, it's an exaggerated version of that, of course, for the laugh and because you need the person to be able to see your facial expressions. Of course, there's exaggeration to it, but I am who I am all the time, you know?
I mean, some of your videos have had millions and millions of views. I mean, does that take you by surprise?
I had no idea any of that was going to happen. I mean, nobody could have predicted that. And I'm so grateful, though. I'm grateful that that's what blew up my spot. You know, YouTube video going viral. Next thing you know, people want to hear from me. People want me to perform at this comedy club. People want me to perform in this part of the world, that part of the world. And I had no clue this was going to be my life. But I'm so grateful that I get to do this, that I have been chosen to bring people joy for a living. Like, what a gift that is. I get to travel the world, tell jokes, bring people joy. And that's something that I do in all my cities is I pray. Sometimes I'll pray in my venue and I'll just invite God to just marinate in the seat so that by the time people walk in, like, you're already walking into joy before you've even heard one joke. And my prayer is always that joy would remain in that city, whatever city I'm in, you know?
The book is called Who Do I Think I Am? Stories of Chola Wishes and Caviar Dreams by Angela Johnson-Reyes, and she's been our guest. Thanks, Angela.
Thank you.